is 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats urging the U.S. Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that does protect Dreamers. The High Court hearing oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempts to repeal the policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called Dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, while blasting the president's tweet, which claimed that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. The California Attorney General Xavier Becerra argued that Trump's attempt to overturn DACA is blatantly illegal. Joe Biden's campaign has launched a fact-checking website about President Trump's Ukraine narrative. The new website, called Just the Facts, folks, went live during yesterday's impeachment hearing. It claims to fight misinformation about Ukraine being pushed by Trump supporters. And an Arby's in Minnesota is apologizing for posting a sign that said only well-behaved kids.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. Here's a look at your Flemington weather. It's currently 35 degrees. In the Hunterdon County seat, temperatures are expected to go up to 44 degrees today. Friday, we got temperatures of 52 degrees before the temperature drops again on Saturday, 39, but partly sunny both days, with a cloudy day on Sunday and 42 degrees. Stay tuned for the library show.
Really can't stay. I've got to go away.
How did you do that?
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no
this dream?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
ah, but it's cold outside.
Good morning and...
Good morning and welcome to the library show. Jennifer, give me a blast from the past there.
That's
to kick off the official Christmas season. What year was that, Jennifer?
2005.
2005?
That was special for you, Jennifer.
That couldn't be 2005. 2015?
2015, yes, I'm sorry.
That was 4 years ago already? Oh my gosh, that was my daughter and myself. Singing Baby It's Cold Outside. Actually, that song nowadays, maybe not 4 years ago, Jennifer, but nowadays comes under a little bit of heat.
I would think so. A little bit of heat, no pun intended.
My sons call it the date rape song.
Nice. Well, I was trying to think of something to play, and I...
But I think they changed the lyrics. Somebody, some new artist just did a duet of that song and changed the lyrics a little bit.
Mm.
Boy, our society, I'll tell you.
Well, anyway, I thought you would like to hear that.
That was very nice. How did you pull that up? Like you just...
I was pretty sure I knew which date it was.
What made you think of that?
I was thinking about that song, and I thought you might be able to use it.
Is it Trafalgar Day today?
No, my parents are leaving on a trip to Norway.
Your parents are going to Norway?
This is Norwegian national anthem.
Well, let me introduce the show, and then let's get into this a little bit. Good morning. Welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the Internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the entry deadline for HEL's annual gingerbread competition is tomorrow. We'll tell you how to be a part of this fun annual event. We have a full slate of holiday concerts and programs for you at HCL and NCB. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Jennifer wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and to remind you to set your scales back 10 pounds the night before. Gingerbread Craft Day, Knitters Unite, Instagram, and much more. Today's library show. Okay, let's first talk about this Norway cruise. It's a cruise?
It's a cruise.
You're not, are you talking to your microphone?
It's a cruise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're flying to London, and they're going to take a ship. They're going above the Arctic.
Well, your parents really travel a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
Have they ever been to Norway?
Yes, they went. Did the
They've
lower.
They've been to Norway.
They did the lower fjords. That was their first cruise, and now they're going up above the Arctic Circle to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, very nice, very cool.
Yes.
So they loved Norway the first time so much they had to go back. They made a promise to each other that we'll be back someday. That's
it's
nice.
Not Casablanca, Jeff.
We always do that, but people rarely follow through on that. How many times have you said that to your husband somewhere? Oh, we had such a great time. We're going to come back here.
Never, because I know we're not.
And you're never going to go back. I've said it a ton of times, because you have such a... I mean, it's nice that you have a great time, but then, unfortunately, life gets in the way, and you rarely follow through. But your parents do a good job with that.
Yes.
So they're going to send, like, pictures and stuff while they're over there?
Nothing.
Are they on Instagram or whatever?
No. Last time, when they went through the Panama Canal, I think they took like 20 pictures.
What was their favorite cruise of all time?
I don't know. They've been to Alaska, Panama Canal.
Quick program, though. We apologize for that chainsaw or whatever that's.
Leaf blower.
It's a leaf blower in the background. Whoever's running it, I don't think quite knows what they're doing, because they've been in the same area for at least 30 minutes.
Why don't they stay away from my car?
And there's not that many leaves out there.
That's fine. They can stay there another 40 minutes.
The HEL Gingerbread Competition. The entry deadline is tomorrow. Entries are starting to flow in. We have, I think, close to 30 entries now, which is very good, which means you have, if you enter the gingerbread contest right now, you have a one, if you put the barest minimum effort in, you have a 1 in 30 chance of winning $200 cash. And that's with the barest minimum. If you enter and actually put a nice effort in there, your odds go up exponentially. $200 is the cash prize for the Best in Show gingerbread creation in our annual gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We've been doing this every year for the past several years. We have several categories you can enter. There's a kids-only category, a student category, an adult individual category, a family category, which is our most popular, a great family activity to do, a group category, which means a school group or a scout group or a business group, and then the professional category. There'll be first place awards in every category, as well as the honorable mentions and the aforementioned $200 cash prize for Best in Show. All you need to do is pick up an entry form. You can get one in any of the county libraries, or you can go online at hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on the homepage. Just print that out, fill it out, and drop it off at the library, or send it to us. If we get it by mid-next week, I think we can still let you in.
If you walk in that day, Jennifer will take it.
If you walk in,
just
yes.
Just bring an entry.
I plan on decorating the gallery next week.
That's
to
cool.
Get ready for the gingerbread houses. So get an entry form and get in on it. If you don't know how to make a gingerbread or icing for a gingerbread house, that's not an excuse, because there's recipes provided by Jennifer Winberry right on the entry form. We'll have a reception to announce the winners, with refreshments on Tuesday, December 3rd. Always a lot of fun. We'll have the Fiddlers, the 110 Central Fiddle Club will be there that night to perform. That day will be a youth services craft, gingerbread craft day. And then that evening we have a special Christmas traditions program. So a lot. It's a great day if you're into the holidays to be at the Huntington County Library. So consider entering the gingerbread competition. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been fun every year, and I expect this year to be no different. Jennifer?
I'm sorry, he's thrown me off.
Who?
The leaf blower. And now I think he's got his vacuum cleaner out.
Well, that's good. Maybe that's the last step. Okay, it's 11:14. We'll go to our first commercial break. We'll be back after this with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm with Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. Before we get into that, I've been thinking about the song Jennifer played in 2015 and how much has changed with my daughter since then. Back in 2015, she was a junior at Kutztown University, living on campus. Not sure when she was going to graduate college. 4 years later, she's living in Bennington, Vermont. Scant 4 years later. I don't know which era I prefer. I loved it when she was at Kutztown. Kutztown University, by the way, I'm going to give a little plug to Kutztown. Jennifer always plugs things out of the county, so I think I can do it once in a while. Kutztown University, a great little campus, great little college. If you have a son or daughter that's considering school and it's a liberal arts, great fine arts and graphic arts department at Kutztown University. In Kutztown, Pennsylvania. It's got a nice little college town right there. It's on the top of a hill. It's a perfect little small college. And it's not real small. It's a mid-sized college. Small to mid-sized. I thought it was perfect size. I have nothing but good things to say about Kutztown University. Okay. So if you have a son or daughter looking into schools, consider Kutztown.
It's actually a library connection. They used to give offer a master's degree in library science. I'm not sure. I don't want to say 100%.
They might. I don't know. They've really done a lot of things. It's just a pretty campus. It's just everything about it. And, of course, it has a place in for all you Bruce Springsteen fans and Bruce Springsteen lore. The story goes Bruce Springsteen was playing two nights at Kutztown University back in 75. And he was had been busy recording Born to Run, his album that kind of put him on the map. So that had not come out yet, but he was touring around colleges and things like that. Bruce hadn't quite hit it big yet. He was at Kutztown, staying overnight in a small hotel that they just tore down, actually, called the Campus Inn, right off campus. And somebody from New York City drove down to Kutztown to give Bruce the tapes of the they had finished mixing Born to Run, and they wanted to hear Bruce's opinion of it. So they drove it down. Bruce listened to the final version of Born to Run at Kutztown University. Now, the story kind of divulges here whether there was a record they brought down or a tape, because he listens to it, hated it so much that he took it and threw it in the hotel pool, and then got into a car and started driving back to New York before the band and everybody there was going, "What are you, out of your mind? This is unbelievable," and kind of talked him down off the ledge. Bruce Springsteen, on the first hearing, hated Born to Run, the album. And that was Kutztown University. And now it's time for Today in History. This time every week, or this time about 4 minutes ago every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is November 14th, 2019. I only have two events today. I'll ask about these two events that happened on November 14th in years past, and I have a few names of people who were born or who have died on November 14th, and see if you and Jennifer know who they are just by hearing their names. Let's go back to November 14th, 1960, Jennifer. Ruby Bridges was in the news on November 14th, 1960. Why or who is Ruby Bridges?
She was a young African-American girl. Was she the first one to attend an integrated school?
That is correct. She was the first African-American child to attend an all-white elementary school in Louisiana. And Norman Rockwell, the great Norman Rockwell, who Jennifer knows I'm a fan of, did a painting of Ruby Bridges' first day, where she's walking to school with big security guards walking with her. And then on the wall behind her, you can see tomatoes have been thrown and some graffiti that is not flattering. So it's a Norman Rockwell painting about Ruby Bridges. And that was on this date in 1960 that an all-white elementary school in Louisiana was integrated for the first time. 1960, Jennifer. Just mind-boggling. That wasn't that long ago. It was almost in our lifetime.
Almost.
And then in 1970, Jennifer, on the November 14th, Southern Airways Flight 932 crashes in this night, killing 75. Who were the famous passengers on that airplane that this is remembered today?
Can you say, I didn't hear the first part.
Southern Airways Flight 932?
Southern Airways?
Yeah. Crashes into mountains.
Patsy Cline? Something to do
incorrect.
With Patsy Cline?
Okay, I'll give you another hint. It crashes in the mountains near Huntington, West Virginia.
No.
The Marshall University football team.
Oh, I never heard that.
All perished.
Wow.
And you never heard them? That Marshall? You ever saw We Are Marshall, the movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we must have that in our collection. I mean, it's a sad movie, but it's important. And if you haven't, don't know anything about the stories, it's a must-see. Very sad, Jennifer. That's the only time something like that happened with an athletic team, I think. The whole Marshall football team perished in the plane crash on this date in 1970.
I really would rather not talk about plane crashes today, thank you.
Why? Oh, your parents? Okay, that's it. I won't say another word. Born on this date in 1840, Claude Monet.
He was a French artist, a French impressionist.
Mm-hmm.
The luncheon on the boat. Is that his?
I don't believe so.
You're
looking for Seurat on that one. Claude Monet.
Water lilies?
Very good. He had a home with a lot of gardens, so he painted gardens and the ponds.
Giverny was his home?
Yeah, Giverny, correct. Water lilies, a lot of water lily paintings, so Claude Monet. one of the leading impressionist painters of all time. 1900, Aaron Copland was born on this date.
He was an American composer. I can hear the song going through my mind. Americans. The beef commercial plays this music. There's like spring and autumn. And
right. Appalachian Spring is one. Rodeo is the song you're thinking of, Jennifer, yeah. Where the beef commercial plays it, a very like cowboyish type song. But he's best known for Fanfare for the Common Man. It goes dun 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 dun. Play it at the commercial break. You know it. Everybody knows it. It's part was part of like it's one of the most common classical pieces ever performed. Fanfare for the Common Man. Jennifer will play it after the next commercial break. 1908, Joseph McCarthy was born.
I'm trying to put it into a sentence because we didn't start the fire. Keeps running through my mind. The McCarthy era, the communism calling out.
Right, McCarthyism. He was I believe a senator from Wisconsin.
Calling out all the, a lot of
decided activists. That, you know, all the activists were communists. Hollywood was deeply affected by this, and they had a lot of hearings back in the 1950s about who was a communist and who wasn't. The Red Scare, Jennifer. Joseph McCarthy. 1916, Sherwood Schwartz was born.
He was a TV producer, probably the Gilligan's Island and Brady Bunch is most famous.
That's correct. Very good. 100% right. 1921, this one's just for you, Brian Keith was born.
I love Brian Keith. He was a movie actor. He was in The Young Philadelphians. He was in The Parent Trap. He was Uncle Bill on Family Affair. He came to a very sad end.
Why would it happen?
He shot himself.
He did?
Yeah. He was very sick.
Oh, like cancer, and he decided
to. Yeah. He was in a sitcom, with, or not a sitcom, maybe, with Cloris Leachman toward the end of his life. Very short-lived.
Oh, yeah?
He was in Little People. He was a doctor. It was a pediatrician that was set on Hawaii.
So why do you like Brian Keith so much?
I just thought he was dreamy.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I've asked you that question before. You never said Brian Keith as a teenage crush.
No, it was just like childhood.
But it's still going on now, oh, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. So, 1933, Fred Hayes was born, Haise.
That was a seventh grade teacher's name at our grammar school, but in Shrewsbury. But he was spelled differently. I don't know this one.
Fred Hayes, famously one of the astronauts on Apollo 13. I think he was played by, it wasn't Hanks, that was Jim Lovell. It wasn't Swaggart, that was Kevin Bacon. It was Bill Paxton, I think, played Fred Hayes in Apollo 13. And then 1997, died on this date in 1997, Eddie Arcaro.
He was a musician?
Incorrect.
Nope. I know the name, but not one.
Eddie Arcaro, famous jockey, Jennifer. Still the only jockey to ride two Triple Crown winners, both back in the 1940s.
That's why I've heard it coming out of your mouth.
Citation and Whirlaway. And ironically, like Ruby Bridges, was honored with a portrait by one Norman Rockwell. I don't know if you might be able to picture this one, too. He is holding a saddle. He's in his silks, and he's standing on a scale with a hulking judge over him writing, making note of his weight as he's standing there. Another classic, maybe one of the most classic Norman Rockwell paintings is Eddie Arcaro. I believe it's called The Weigh-In, Arcaro. So Arcaro and Ruby Bridges and Norman Rockwell, a common theme in our Today in History, and that is Today in History for November 14th,
Today in History.
2019.
We have tomorrow, Saturday at the North County Branch Library, we're having a community conversation. Come to the North County Branch Library at 1 p.m. and talk about your library. Talk about what you like at the library, what you don't like at the library, what you would like to see.
Are you going to be there?
I am not because I'm off.
So?
I might have to be doing something.
Is our director going to be there?
He is, actually.
Oh. I told him I'd help him with this. Actually, I wouldn't have minded. It was kind of,
I told him
threw my 2 cents into this thing.
I told him you would also.
Well, so the community conversation. There's still seating is limited, but we still have room. If you want to come, just go to our event calendar on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the date, November 16th, and then just sign up how many people you would like to attend.
Or just show up.
The community conversation. Or, yeah, you can just show up. They're not going to turn you away for sure. We'd love to hear what opinions you have of the Hunterdon County Library and how you can help us move forward as we adapt to the future, which we've been doing for at least the last decade or so. At the Hunterdon County Library. I think we've been doing a pretty decent job keeping up with the changing technologies and the changing impressions of a library in the community. And we've actually been a pioneer, I believe, in some things.
And to that end, if you go to our website, hclibrary.us, there's a link to a survey. And you can click on it and take the survey. It's averaging about 10 minutes for people to take, but I think some people are answering a lot of questions. There's a room on almost every question.
So we saw some of the survey. I believe 500 people have already taken
more than 500
have taken the survey. What are your impressions of the results so far?
There's very little surprising of who is taking it. It's mostly library card holders, 40 years and older. We really want to hear if you don't have a library card, we want you to take the survey because we want to know why you don't have a library card. And what would entice you to come get one?
So how do they take the survey again?
Go to our website, hclibrary.us, and just click on the link.
And then take the survey. It'll take you less than 10 minutes to do, and we appreciate your feedback. And we will use it in making your library better. That was pretty darn good right now, I must admit.
But you pay for it anyway. And another service that we are now offering is called Open Borrowing. Also on our homepage, you can click on that. If you're in Morris County, Sussex County, Warren County, and you find yourself in a library, and there's a book you want, you can now check it out. Just come to our library first, get a green sticker on your card that says Open Borrowing, and then you can use it at over 70 libraries, some in Middlesex, Sussex.
Has anyone taken advantage of this yet?
We've had one person from Warren County use our library so far.
Okay, so it's going to start trickling in, and then a trickle will turn into a flow.
That's right.
And that's how it usually works. Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington area food pantry. Once again, we'll be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens. Let me read it from our scoop. The library will be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens. Did I mention, Jennifer, what they'll be collecting? To be donated to the Flemington area food pantry. General neutral items are appreciated but not required. Sized children or adults. Knit crochet items will be collected at HCL headquarters, North County Branch, and South County Branch at the circulation desks from October 21st through December 16th. Please mark items either 100% wool hand wash or machine washable. Tags are available. Yarn in good condition can be donated and much appreciated. There's yarn, a box of yarn on the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library. So if you have yarn, bring it in and drop it off there. If you need yarn, same place. Come on down to the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library and grab some yarn and help out some of our needy people this winter. Let's help keep our friends and neighbors warm this holiday season and this whole winter, for that matter.
Keep talking. I just found a bad link on the website to Open Borrowing.
A bad link to Open Borrowing? Uh-oh. No wonder we only had one person. Our museum pass program at the Hunterdon County Library is still going strong. We visit museums all year long. We offer passes that you borrow just like a book. And then you take it out for a day or two, go to the museum, and then you bring them right back. And you get into these museums for free. Jennifer just mentioned about not having a library card. If you take advantage of this museum pass program, that more than pays for your library card. We currently offer 6 museums that you can go visit. The Graphs for Sculpture down in Hamilton, New Jersey, we offer a pass that admits 4 people. That's our most popular one. American Museum of Natural History in New York City. A free general admission for two people. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City. We'll give you a pass that admits six people. That's pretty good. The Morvan Museum and Garden in Stockton on Stockton Street in Princeton. We'll give you a pass that admits one person, but you can get up to four passes if you wish.
That one's on hold until January.
Okay, why?
Because the Friends want the subscription cycle to run the same as all the others.
Okay, so starting in January, you do the Morvan Museums. They just put that on hold.
And the same
actually, thing. The Museum and Garden, Morvan Museum is probably, I would say, wait till spring if you want to see the museums and garden.
But they do the Christmas decorations. And the Eastern State Penitentiary is on hold until the spring.
Well, you can still go. We just can't offer you the free pass until early next year. Eastern State Penitentiary. In Philadelphia, we have a pass that admits six people. That was always popular over Halloween. I don't know what they do over the holidays. Do they decorate the penitentiary for the holidays?
I don't believe they do.
And then the Hunterdon Art Museum in Clinton, we have a pass that admits four adults. And any child under 12 is free. I bet you they decorate the Hunterdon Art Museum for Christmas. Grounds for Sculpture probably decorated for Christmas, I would think.
I would think so. And we have the... You have Bucks County on there?
Bucks County what?
Bucks County Children.
Is this an old, maybe I have an old...
It is.
I have an old museum pass. So, yeah, we have two other ones, Jennifer. What are the other two that we offer?
We have Bucks County Children's Museum. And there's also one in Philadelphia, but that's not on our website either. Can I have the...
This is an old one.
I know, but I want to make a note on it to ask why. We did have the Pennsylvania...
Well, can't you just click on a museum pass thing right there?
Yeah, but it's not listed.
I know we updated it.
National Liberty Museum.
Yes, I know we updated it.
Yes, but it's not on
Where is the National Liberty Museum?
It is in downtown Philadelphia. And the pass admits four adults and two children. And it says the hours change seasonally, so contact the museum before...
So just another program sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. They do so much for us. Actually, let me read something they put in our scoop this month to kind of tell you what the Friends are all about, since we've mentioned the Friends so many times here on the library show. Have you ever wondered, Jennifer, another year will soon be coming to a close and you realize that your plans to make new friends, to become more involved in your community, or to offer your talents to help a worthy nonprofit organization never came to fruition? Perhaps you didn't know where to start, were not motivated to do research in order to find a suitable organization, or didn't have the time or desire to attend weekly meetings. If you are reading this publication, which I am reading to you, then you are probably a user and supporter of the Hunterdon County Libraries. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library is a nonprofit organization whose goal is to promote and enhance services that our libraries offer. Over the years, their annual book sale has raised over $1 million. Monies have been used for summer concerts and movie nights, art shows and STEM initiatives, a grand piano and sound system, and for carpeting and moving expenses. This is possible due to the generosity of this community and people willing to donate both their time and talents. The Friends also understand that people want to become involved but not sure how. Today, we are here to say if you have the time and desire to help, we will help you to find a role in this organization. Currently, we are looking to create a committee that will help with press releases, take photos at events that we sponsor, create displays for the annual book sale and or tricky tray, and to create posters and flyers to publicize events. A long list of options for sure, but they do not require weekly or monthly meetings. Not interested in any of these choices? Then how about becoming a website manager? To learn more, visit us at hclibrary.us/friends.htm. If you'd like to share in the work and enjoy some camaraderie along the way, please contact us at either 908-788-1434 or email them at fohclfriends@gmail.com. It's a very active and lively and fun group, and you would not regret it for a moment of joining the Friends. You can volunteer as little or as much as you like. There's a great group of people. And there's so many different things that they do. Something would pique your interest. I'm glad to see that they wanted somebody to do posters and stuff like that. That's going to take a little bit off my plate.
Yeah.
So that's good for me. But, of course, I love to help our friends group in any way I can because they help us in so many ways. They just had their Tricky Tray raffle a couple weeks ago, and I understand it went very, very well, which means good news for the Hunterdon County Libraries, which means we'll be able to do more programs and services and pass them along to you.
So Fred Miller's going to be at the library today at 2 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Headquarters Library.
I totally forgot.
Do we know what his...
That totally slipped my mind. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have his check, but I got to go... Well, there goes my lunch break.
That person is doing Jules Stein, on the website. But I think he's going to talk about Showboat.
Is it Showboat today? Isn't the flyer on there somewhere?
No. And the...
So we have to have the flyer page back on. The new webpage will have a flyer page again.
It's yeah, because happen. The event calendar has the wrong description on it.
Yep, so we will not. So, yeah, Fred Miller is a resident singer, pianist, narrator. He visits us and the North County branch once a month and has a different topic. Tells you anecdotes about and backstories about popular songs, mostly back from the, 40s and 30s musicals and old movies and things like that. It's very popular with our older patrons and some of our younger patrons, too. So that's happening today at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. If you're in the area, just stop by. I'll put a chair out for you and see what the fuss is all about. Fred has been performing for us for over 20 years. So that's how popular he is with our residents here in Hunterdon County.
And then he'll be back December 18th and 19th at the North County Branch Library and the Headquarters Library to do the Mammoth Christmas sing-along that he does.
I'm in big trouble this year because I'm off the 18th and 19th. The harmonizers are here on the 18th.
Oh, you were in big, big trouble.
And Fred's here on the 19th. I'm going to have to come in. No one's going to help me. I know that. So I'll be here for that. Although the 18th I might have a trivia issue. I'll figure it out, Jennifer. The Hunterdon Harmonizers do a holiday show every year at the Hunterdon, and it's very popular. And it's a lot of fun, and they've been doing that for several years now, at least 10.
Well, leave the chairs up, and I can pay Fred on the 19th.
I will figure it out. That's a month away.
It'll
Things change. But the Harmonizers, if you've never seen them perform, this isn't just four barbershop singers singing songs. This is the whole barbershop chorus doing skits and telling jokes and singing holiday songs. It's a lot of fun. We have a family that comes every year and sits in the front row. And then when the Harmonizers first started doing this, the kids were very small. The kids are much bigger now. I mean, they've aged. I've watched this family's kids age every year that they attend a Harmonizers concert here at the library. It's fun to see. And they really get into the show, and the Harmonizers love it too. Great group of guys. Christian Hunter and Don Lockenbeil and Craig Scott and all the Harmonizers. Mark Bentley, we appreciate all they do for the community. Another great community group that we like to help out whenever we can. So we're not kidding when we say that we like to help our community friends with the Hunterdon County Library. We're proud to be a part of this community, Jennifer, and we like to show it.
And they're having a Veterans Benefit on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the North Hunterdon High School.
Are they? Oh, nice.
So come talk about the library for an hour and then head over to North Hunterdon.
Yeah, you'd be right in the neighborhood.
That's right.
It'd be perfect.
I'm looking to see what their Christmas show is.
It's a Christmas toy story is the theme. I actually bumped into Christian in the down at the Main Street Bagel last week. He was telling me all about it. So Toy Story movies from Disney. They've combined that with Christmas Toy Story. They always do a clever little show. They have it at the high school. It's probably the week before they come to the Hunterdon County Library. What is the date for their high school show? Does it say?
They are.
They do a big, big production at the high school, and that's not just the harmonizers. That's the
Saturday, December 14th.
That's the 100th Central Orchestra performs as well. It's a full show, and it's a lot of fun. We went to that last year.
There'll be one at 3 p.m. and then one at 7.
On what date?
The 14th.
December 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think I'm here. I brought my mother-in-law to it last year. She really liked it. So Christmas Toy Story with the 100 and Harmonizers. You can get tickets online. Let's go to just Google 100 and Harmonizers. And get your tickets then. I think you get a discount if you get them early. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, it's 11:43. We're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll be back with 10 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch. Jim Goodell will be in 10 minutes to take care of business.
I don't have any trivia today. I'll have a ton of trivia next week.
How was the business expo?
A ton of trivia. You just asked me that off the air.
Not some of the good stuff about it. Was it good?
Yeah, so we attended the business expo. Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce hosts their big business expo at the beginning of November every year, and Hunterdon County Library was happy to partake in the Business Expo last Thursday. That's why there was no radio show, by the way. So we had a table set up. We had a lot of our information out, and we were able to meet with a lot of the other business groups. Dennis and Judy from 101.5 was there.
That's
a big name to have them two there.
Yeah, Bill Spadey was there last year.
Yep. So, yeah, it's just a great day to, like, connect with other businesses, all the communities, like, just talking, meeting each other. It's all a common cause kind of thing, and just to get to know each other a little bit more. And then people come in, and they get to know a little bit more about each of the businesses and the library. They have a restaurant showcase every time where a lot of the local restaurants will actually have prepared food there. So it's a very nice day. If you've never been, I suggest going next year.
And one of the things at the library booth was about Maker's Day.
Correct.
We're looking for more volunteers for Makers Day if any businesses want to partner with us.
Another big thing was Libby. We were promoting. Why don't you tell the audience what Libby is?
Libby is our downloadable audiobooks and ebooks. You just go to our website, hclibrary.us. And right now it's called, it'll say digital, and it's called EHCL. And that's the same thing. That's our local name for it. And the Libby is the app for downloading that you download.
We're not going to get rid of our books on CD, are we?
No.
Okay, good. Because I got to start taking those out.
I know. No, we're not going to get rid of them.
I saw we had Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. I'm going to take that one out. And I was happy to see we have Gene Shepherd, a collection of his radio programs on books on CD. Gene Shepherd, if you don't know who he is, he's the creator and narrator of A Christmas Story, a holiday perennial favorite. Very funny radio show host back from the 50s and 40s and 60s, I guess. So we have a lot of books on CD as well as our EHCL items. So there's many ways to read now and listen to books besides the old traditional way, which is still popular, I'm glad to see, as well as our DVDs and CDs and databases and all the stuff you can get through our webpage. Our services are too many to start listing. I would have had to start at the beginning of the show, and I probably wouldn't have even finished then, Jennifer. Very proud of all the stuff we have at the Huntington County Library. Anything new on the horizon that we can look forward to?
And just the open borrowing.
Well, that's already started. Right. What's in the hopper? What's coming up that hasn't been unveiled yet?
Well, we're not certain how it's going to be funded, but we've been talking about a pop-up library.
Oh, yes. This is a great thing. Go
it
ahead.
It is, but it's like really, really in the planning stages.
I know. Well, let's whet appetites. Maybe what someone listening would like to participate in this.
Or sponsor it.
Yeah, exactly.
What it is, it's a device about the size of a Wi-Fi
hotspot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we purchase it, and we load it with e-books, and we put it in a public area. And like doctor's offices or hospitals, other places have it in.
People, places where you're going to have to wait maybe
right,
for extended
like
periods
stations.
Of time.
And you download your ebook. You have to be in there to do it.
And this is free?
And it's free.
Do you need a library card?
You don't need a library card to do it. When you log in the first time, it will encourage you, if you live in the county, to go get a library
okay.
card. But you do not need a library card. And you'll be able to keep the book on a device for a certain amount of time, so you don't just because you're leaving that place, you don't have to finish.
Right,
like, you can take it with you.
I think that's a great thing.
I do, and there's also a mobile option that we can take it and plug it in when we take the bookmobile places.
Definitely, I like it. Where did you see this idea?
Yeah, it's Baker & Taylor.
Okay,
product, which is where we buy the majority of our books.
Very good. Okay. Anything else like that coming up?
Well, the bookmobile will be in the Clinton Parade on December 6th.
Yes.
And the Flemington Parade on December 8th.
Yes, so look for it both there. I mean, I heard yesterday that you already have it's all staffed and ready to go.
We've got enough. We've got people who will do it. Yes.
That's good. That's good news. The other holiday programs we have coming up, Eric Mattel. It's another holiday favorite at the North County Branch and the Huntington County Library. The Eric Mattel Jazz Quartet. We're performing holiday-infused jazz.
The event flyers are back.
Hmm?
The link to the event flyers.
Oh, I was talking to Amy Jo about that.
They're back.
So what is Fred Miller singing about this afternoon? First things first.
Showboat, the American musical comes of age.
So Showboat, of course, one of my favorite songs from any musical, and I think one of the greatest songs ever written is Old Man River, is from Showboat. So Fred, I'm sure, will be singing that one, right?
Yes, I would think so.
What's that tune, Jennifer, coming up? Was that the same guy that did it?
Did one with us. I don't remember him. But I know I had him because
we had a trivia one, and I attended it, and it was named that tune. So is it the same gentleman?
Bob Edwards. I know we had him because he has the same name as one of our staff members' husbands, and it's not he. He presents a friendly and mildly competitive game called What's That Tune? They listen to a portion of a song and guess the title, artist, or composer. And Bob also shares trivia and history. And that's next Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. I like the flyer. I like the colors on them. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, the Frost Kings will be playing. R&B, swing, and blues, guitar, upright bass, sax, vocals, and drums. And there's still room for that.
What are the dates that Eric Mantel is performing a Charlie Brown Christmas?
December 4th at the Headquarters Library, and December 12th at the North County Branch Library.
Very good.
And next week you have the Stoneheart Bluegrass Band?
The Stoneheart Bluegrass Band, those were members of the old Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band, will be performing next Wednesday, November 20th at the Hunterdon County Library. All of our programs are free and open to the public. We ask that you do sign up through our event calendar on our webpage, just so if something happens and we have to cancel or something, that we can contact you. So we appreciate that. And we thank the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and grants from the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission for helping us put on these concerts. Any other holiday concerts?
The City Winds Trio.
Yeah, North County Branch has two holiday concerts, Jennifer. What are they?
City Winds Trio, December 19th. And then the Enslows are doing an afternoon.
A Victorian Christmas with the Enslows. They dress in period garb and play period instruments for a really old-fashioned Christmas.
Right. So that's December 14th at 1 p.m.
There's got to be a way to put your microphone, like, in front of you.
I can't because this one keeps falling down.
Or move your monitor or something.
So it's just, yeah.
Can you move the monitor, like, over here?
No, but we're going to have to fix this, the other microphone, so that it works properly and it doesn't keep sagging.
Yes, I think that would be a wise thing to do.
Yeah. So do you know anything about the visit, the incubator we're having in January?
I made that flyer. That's all I know about.
Well, the North County Branch Library in Clinton will be co-hosting with Hilljoy Labs a 3-month-long startup incubator.
Oh, that's right. Somebody we met at the Business Expo wanted to get involved with that. That was another thing.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
There'll be workspace, secure wireless, internet access, printers, scanners, 3D printing, and mentoring. The program will end with a pitch night. I think that's a really good idea.
I think it's a great idea. We'll talk more about that on next week's program when we have more time and really flesh that out for you. But it's a great new business program we're doing at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I'm surprised we're having it in the smallest space possible, but that's okay.
Well, start small, Jennifer.
But it's on our website, and you need to apply to participate.
Yes.
Because space is very limited.
So we promise next week we'll give you all the information
yes,
on that.
And our flyers are on the website, hclibrary.us. We have some movies coming up. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, they're showing The Biggest Little Farm, a testament to the immense complexity of nature. And then it will be shown Thursday night, November 21st, at the Headquarters Library at 6 p.m. The 22nd and 23rd at the North County Branch Library, and December 5th, we will be showing Rocket Man, the biography of Elton John's breakthrough years. And then in January, The Peanut Butter Falcon, an adventure story set in the world of a modern Mark Twain, will be shown. So these are all the programs Jim and I talk about are free and open to the public. Go to our website, hclibrary.us, to learn more about them. And he's holding up his phone, so I know it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement.
With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as authorities say at least six people have been injured in a school shooting in Southern California in Los Angeles County. However, it's just happened, and it's unclear if the report means those hurt are suffering from gunshot wounds or if they may have been injured while trying to run from the scene. Officials say they are looking for an Asian male suspect. Former President Jimmy Carter is said to be up and walking, recovering from brain surgery. His pastor telling the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the former president's in good spirits after he visited with him at Emory University Hospital. The surgery is to relieve pressure on the 95-year-old's brain after he suffered injuries during a couple of falls this month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Much of the U.S. is still bitter cold with freezing temperatures that have broken hundreds of records. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
We've had record temperatures set in Texas and San Antonio and Houston, all the way up through the New England states, including records in Boston and all along the I-95 corridor Wednesday morning. So really nowhere has escaped this east of the Rocky Mountains.
The jury will likely get the case on Thursday in the trial of President Trump advisor Roger Stone. He's accused of lying to lawmakers about his attempts to communicate with WikiLeaks, among other charges. Prosecutors said Stone undermined the effectiveness of the congressional investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election by repeatedly lying under oath. Defense attorneys said that Stone had done nothing intentionally illegal and claimed the government's case was built on conjecture, leaps of logic, and unreliable witnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says, don't expect interest rates to change again anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Jerome Powell testified before Congress on Wednesday morning and said interest rates are likely to stay on hold until there's a material deterioration in the U.S. economy.
We see the current stance of monetary policy as likely to remain appropriate as long as incoming information about the economy remains broadly consistent with our outlook of moderate growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
The Fed has cut interest rates already three times this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If more people worked from home, would that help with high rent in big cities? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has one CEO that wants to find out.
A CEO in California is offering Bay Area residents $10,000 to work remotely in a bid to help workers deal with crippling housing costs in cities by allowing them to stay at home and work. Main Street CEO Doug Ludlow believes this strategy will be a great incentive to new employees.
It's designed to get your attention and bring attention to our mission of, you know, developing jobs and opportunities in places other than dense urban areas.
Ludlow hopes this incentive will allow people to stay in their hometown but still do the job they want, and he hopes it will benefit rural towns in the process.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories.